sense, mind-boggling. Okay, exactly the case we spoke about. The Nachla Shiva, Pischet Shuva quotes it. He says Shiva Nikim, Sivas Akever. Whole discussion. Okay, fascinating question. Oh, look at this now. Uvedvar, Masharoa Beis Sefer Refuah. Shabbat Shavua Sachrona Sachelik Shalarechem Esl Pesach Arechem Nase. Dak, because his kaftus, umaschel liftoach mat, v'shoma, shalafomim niftach kamadvea nikor nickel, v'kamadvea nikor kvoter. Hinei, im hoyo ha'emes niftach kamadvea nickel v'koshkin kvoter, hoyo ze psichas akeve, v'etolim v'machlokas ha'chavazazas in Ritara, which we spoke about, nothing comes out yesterday, shoher alona hachmir, do you believe this? Aval emes sheino kein. But Moshe goes against all the doctors. The atzamach aleda in a niftach. How do Moshe know? Vanidon shalom nachla shiva hu mitzad atzirim v'chavolim she yosh v'kvar l'mash v'esov v'nachla shiva toysa p'chis akeva l'leda v'chakach ova zeh v'chosa v'nistam v'al zeh kost lo shiach v'yachz v'yistam v'chen aminen shavare tov v'lo moshe nistam. Right? What you heard, when Nisha Pasuach, Ein Lochus at Vrayim, Ein Lester Kedaleo. I remember Rabbi Blumenkrantz, Zecha Sadak Levrocha, what is it called? Geffen Poria. So he says, the Rebbe is against everybody. All the doctors say that it really is Niftach. It's Pilei Ploy, where Rabbi Moshe is saying. So I thought, Fakert. I'm calling out from the Sefer Biurin, the Bari HaShulchan. I both say it's the Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Beis the Biurin end of the Ramaschel Mipnei Shiev Shabsichot Kabbal Odam. The very end, this is like this. The Mekilim have to be right. If nothing comes out, it's okay. Why? The Lokalim the Shtam of Shum Persi Kama Shiaskim Bidin Zel Lokash Becholishim Uberes Shiagia as Maledos Mitam Chashash Psichos Akever. We'll get to that later. So you can be mekel if nothing comes out. It's a raya to the Chavas Das. Or, as the Chut Shani said, so one say I did not bring it with me today, I have a direct quotation, quote, only quote mashim is ori harechem li poseach b'shvil shitzias avlad avi psichas akever mashenkin quote matam shaguf mechayev shir harechem ma'at pasuach lefnei haleda kishe haguf miskonein leleda. He just, you know, Shani says that's just the way it is, we can just disregard it. Okay, either way, whichever you want to say it, bottom line is I think Rav Moshe's facts from Chila are incorrect and that the doctors are right, but it doesn't matter. So now, Rabosai, there's something called stripping of the membranes. Stripping of the membranes. What? Oh, what happened to that safe? Oh, boy. Can you do me a favor? On my desk, I left, I think, my forced safer with the safer called the Mare Cohen right next to it. I must have a mistake left in it. Should be somewhere.
Both
yeah, it's one is with a green cover, right? And the Mare Cohen should be right on top of one on top of the other. They both talk about a word which is found in English language called stripping of the membranes. Have you heard of it? Okay, let me tell you what it is, Bekitzer. The whole issue about inducing is if you induce, they get something called pitocin, and that's a hormone which starts the labor going. When they want to make sure the baby comes out, and this baby's not coming out, that's what they do. Okay? Now, question becomes, they don't want to intervene so much. Oh, thank you so much. So I'll give you the page number. Page number 515. Okay. It's various what he calls medical procedures. I'll read it to you what it says. What? must have a wrong page.
No,
is it two different editions?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Is it index?
Huh? Index. It changed the page on me. Why? I don't have my house. I'm sorry. It's good to know. How am I going to find this? Medical procedures in the back. Yeah. Medical procedures. Hold on. It's called membrane stripping. 523. I guess he added 8 pages. Harav Agon forced Shalita. Membrane stripping. This procedure is done to hasten the onset of labor. The physician inserts his finger and rotates it between the cervix and the amniotic sac, the bag that contains the fluid, fetus amniotic fluid. Frequently, this results in bleeding from the cervix due to local cervical trauma. This alone may not be problematic. However, the finger penetrates the internal os and may be a problem of psichos hagever. A rav must be consulted. Okay. 44. Mara Cohen, page 13, maintains she's a nida as a result of both the bleeding and the psichos hagever. Okay. Mara Cohen. Big Talmud Chacham. Yes? No, she's not. They wanted to give birth and nothing's happening. So that's what they do. Stripping. Samach tes reish yud pei yud nun gimel. Stripping. Okay? The due date came and nothing's happening. So the doctor does this in order to be able to hasten the natural process of labor, which can take up to a week until it happens after that. Okay? He says most times she gives birth within 24 hours. I tell you, for many cases, it's not true. Okay. Stripping. Once stripping happens, she's a nida. Why? Apirov causes dam, and it's also chashash psichas akever. That's what he says. Now, is that really true? Not so true. Forrest is not so convinced. I called up the doctor who said, no. The finger does not go into the uterus. Not true. And if there's blood, it comes from the cervix. She's not a nida. Not a nida at all. Against what they're saying. So what I needed someone else to back me up aside from a doctor. So I looked it up, and remember our friend, the Aruch Ostara? Oh, he's the one that saved us when it came to the yichud issues of the chupas nida. He comes back to help us again. Page Kuf Lamed. He writes over here. Mm-hmm. That if blood does not come out, it does not consider stripping. She's not an either. Stripping, shelo yotzadam. And I'm adding, even if yotzadam, he'll agree if we know the dam is from the cervix, as the doctor told me. Oh. Now we come to what other things he says. I don't agree with everything. Page Kuf Chav Tes. He says as follows. When does she become an either? She bleeds, okay, means obviously uterine bleeding. Next. Tell you what labor pains are. Every 5 minutes. Where do you get it from? Presumably you got it from the Sidrei Tara I spoke about yesterday. Because even if she's able to walk. So, therefore, he says right away, she had one of these things. And then the doctor says, no, go home. Don't bring her to the delivery room. Then what happens? She goes back to the mutter. So he writes on page Kuf Lamed. That's what he says. Gamarno. Okay, fine. So therefore, the 5 minute rule, I'm not so sure it's really true. I don't know where it gets it from exactly. As long as she's able to walk, why should, who cares that she has labor pains? Well, as the Sidrei Tara says, she has labor pains. It's very possible that the Hadal Yod Miel that has been there. That moment, she would have been put her on the Alam Majber. I don't think it's true. I don't think it's factually true. 5 minutes. Don't think it's true. Okay. Next, page Kuf Chav Ches talks about the mucus plug. Mucus plug. Pekakarechem. It's a plug, right? It's a mucus plug. If it comes out without blood, Torah. Comes out with blood, like Shah Kis Medam. So once again, if you have the heter of colored, less than a gris, etc., etc., etc. It's on paper. All the various kulas would apply. That's what he says over here on page Kuf Chav Ches. That's what he says. I guess he's not worried about Sichas HaKever. Oh. However, the base Yitzchak says that Sichas HaKever is a peha pnimi of Tzavah HaRechem. That's a Chuvah space here, so I have it over here. I'm just, for sake of time, I may not even have a chance to open it. Chelek Beis, Simen Yudalit. And according to the doctor, that doesn't open when the mucus plug comes out. However, Nishma Savrom quotes Rav Yoshev that he asks the mucus plug Bishop Psichas HaKever. Maybe he holds that the Psichas HaKever is the outer us of the cervical canal. And that's exactly where we're in the middle where this is found. So guess what? We have the Sefer. Shiure Shebet HaLevi. He discusses this explicitly. Which one is it? I read it to you. Simen Kuf Pei Ches Sif Gimel Sif Katan Dalit. Look what he writes. Psichas HaKever. Yeah. He writes as follows. He says, what's Psichas HaKever? The Berechem Yesh Knisa Me'arechem L'Tzavar V'Gami Beis Achitza Nadek L'Tzavar. The two osses, right? The inner os and the outer os of the cervical canal. V'Yesh Omrim the Psichas HaKever L'Rak B'Nif B'Pesach HaPnimi. Right? Only the Pesach HaPnimi. That's the that's what the Beis Yitzchak says. Ach HaHoro B'Achronim L'Hachmer B'Pesach Tzavar HaRechem. The outer os, external os. That's exactly the shallow when it comes to the mucus plug, which apparently, you know, pops out in the middle of all that. So I would say there's room to be mekel. It's not considered to be Psichas HaKever. If you're willing to be mekel and assume, as the Beis Yitzchak did, that it's the only the inner internal us. Kainirali. So therefore he says, for this very reason, if the Bedikas HaRofe goes into the Tzavah HaRechem, he says, it's a Shalat Doraisa maybe. He says as follows. He says, Yasa Shelas Chochem. Okay. Apparently that's the suffix. Is it the early inner us or the outer us? Not sure. Oh. So now I have a new Sefer. A new Sefer which I got from Ike. Oros HaTara. Not Orchos, but Oros. It's not a Ches missing, it's a different Sefer. Oros HaTara has Leminek B'nei Ashkenaz Sfarad V'Teiman. I had a wonderful time with this Sefer. Okay? Okay. Page 412. I'll give you a page number so you can look it up later on. 412. Okay? He writes as follows. Something called, one second, please. Pekak Riri plug. I assume it's a mucus plug, right? Riri is like mucus. It starts on page 410. It goes with, it has a whole two pages on this issue. Different opinions. Different opinions. What to do with this? He says it's in, as we said before, in the cervical canal. Does not open the inner os. And he's therefore going to be mekel. And he quotes two gedolim. Quotes a machlokus gedoli aposkim. The two gedolim that he's, or mekel, he's a minchas Yitzchak. He says the Minchas Yitzchak is Mekel and the Shaila. Kevin Jabkaka Riri, Ene Betocha Rechem, and the Batalas Hatzavar. Right? Vav Ene Posechas Hatzavar Apnimi. And Minchas Yitzchak, Chele Gimel Simen Pei Dal, and Chele Gyur Simen Laman Aleph. And also Rav Mot Chele Yo says that way. Seems to me, enough reason to be Mekel based on these Gedoli Aposkim, even though there are others who disagree. Fine. Now the breaking of the water. What that you ever that expression, the water breaks? You know what that means? The water breaks. That means, generally speaking, that's when the baby has to be born in 24 hours. They're afraid of infection otherwise. You can't, if the water breaks, you go to the hospital. No, this is no chochmas. Not the same as the mucus plug or the stripping membranes. So it's going to happen, there's going to be a time gap. Not the water breaks. No. So the body on Shulchan, as we implied earlier, seems to say it's a problem. I'll read you what he says in his words. Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sivkotin Lamed. Writes as follows. Im kvayotzu mimenu hamayim heyotzim kono leida, the water breaks, dina kenida. Why? Who is it quote? Which gadol is it quote? The biggest of all gadolim. Kein morim bali haoro. Can't top that. Actually, you can't argue with them. We don't know who they are. And what's he worried about? That the dam came out with the water. Comes the Oro Satara and says, absolutely not. Look what he writes. Page 409. Gives a various sheetus. He's my, who wants to be a Mekel. Yeah. You want to check, make sure there's no blood? Okay, I raise the Meshubachas. What's his logic? First, we call him Ravadja. Ravadja has on page, Chelik Beis, page Nundalid, it's Mut. The Marakoyan himself, the Marakoyan was the one who says, was a bit of a machma in the previous case, on that very same page, page Yud Gimel, it's machma before, when it came to the stripping, B'Yirias Mayim, Im Lomotis Be'emdam, Ein Chashash, Vayisha Tahora. He quotes this from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, but I'm not sure when. Hold on. The Mayim himself is not Matame. There's no Psichas HaMokor. Yeah, Motzid is Dam. You can't tell. Ein Lemalak. If you know for sure there's no Dam, it's okay. Who's the quote? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says a letter which is printed in the back of this Sefer. Okay? Page Kuf Pei Dalet. Okay. The Yiridus Gmaim Greda Ein Nitmes. Finished. One line. Not Nitmes. So some say Nida Bedika, as we just saw. Major Bedika. He writes over here in this Sefer that that doesn't make much sense. Why? This is on page 410 going to 11. Like this. The Bedika Samayim Yesh Dam. Because after the El Shabbat, open Masi, ain't a move on. You check the water, it's just not going to work. You're not going to see anything there. You won't see anything in the water. What is he? So check the water. Well, he explains before. It's impossible. Elamai to check her. What's going to help? Maybe there was blood in the water. Therefore, he says you don't need a bedikah either. And I like this sheet. Fine. Rabosai, this is this Indian. Before I end, we went through, I think, almost all the cases. I read Rabbi Welch's guidelines, which I received here. Rosh, a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Mucus blood. He says it is no, that's not, does not render an either. Any blood. We hold, even though it's not Amnida, we hold Lechumah, she's a Nida. Why? I don't see why. It's coming from the outside. Lo Mevin. Water breaks, she's a Nida. Don't see why. Strips of membrane, she's a Nida. Don't see why. So if I'm 0 for 3. She starts to bleed. Yeah, okay. She has difficulty walking, needs assistance. Heavy contractions, transition 7 to 10 centimeters dilated. She's a Nida. I'm not sure why that's true either. Delivery room, Shnida. Yeah, that I agree. So, Bekitza Nimritz, I'm a bigger maker than just about all these Sfarim that we just had until now. This concludes part one of today's shiur. I want to leave part two for something which I want to talk about for a long time, and I just never got around to it. That's the issue of the very common shout out, the women's season, the toilet bowl. We just, We went to it very quickly, but we didn't get to really discuss it at any length. You may recall that there's an opinion of the Rabbeinu Hanano. Remember when I spoke about it last time, I told you, we took one bullet, we took a second bullet, but the third bullet was not so simple. The first two bullets were about Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, the whole discussion, sitting, standing. But since all women sit, and all women, so those problems we were able to overcome. The problem was Rabbeinu Hanano. Rabbeinu Hanano said that although the Gemara Nachman Nuntes of the Beis comes out with many, many coolest, all those coolest only indicate that she's not a nida mamsh, but it is metame mishum kesem. That's what Rabbeinu Hanano said. Even called Rabbi Yossi the biggest maker. Okay, very nice. So far, so good. So far, so good. So the question is, then what? So I'm going to read you from the Sefer Mishmeres Hatara. We're pulling out all the stops today. Mishmeres Hatara. You can look it up in Perek Yud Beis Sifvov. There's a short chapter on this, the Meir Haglayim, etc. Sivov. Yesh mekilim av sheros al gabi hamayim. She sees water in the toilet bowl, which is the shayla b'ketu, says room to be maker. What's going on over here? He writes as follows. Who's maker? He says that we should be maker because it's a din of a kesem, right? Kesem. And if it's a kesem, take a look, Rabosai, in if you don't mind, in the Ramah Kuf Tzadi Aleph, and the Shach Sifkotin Gimel. Let's take a look there, please, together. Ramah writes, the Yesh Omim, Tafil Yosheves, and Lahat El Bimaklachas, Nimso Adam Tocha Sefer. Fine. Says the Shach, Gimel, we have to hold that way, brings riots. He says as follows. In Mesech the Nidid, if you're Dalmat Beis Mashma, Rabbi Yossi, Gabi Eich and Obaduk, Metame Mishim Kesem. B'chein Ebi Yisham El Hedra. Uvishas Hosom, Medame Eich and Obaduk, Lisha Shosa Tzrecheo. Ah, there's a comparison. This is the idea based upon this Nakuda. Let's take a look at that Yudal and Beis for a moment, okay? Yudal, see what the Gemara is talking about. It's important in a second, we'll see why. Yudal and Beis. Okay. Miu Rach Pirish, Tosas Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Lav Lagami Metar, Bisha Shosa Tzrecher. Uchamaskon Debi Meir Mishum Nido Hitmar. Well, the Pirish there, when it says Nun Testament Beis Metaher, yeah, it means on Metar she's not a Nido, but a Kesem it is. Okay, so a Kesem is not fatal. If it's a Kesem, we have to analyze together, which I plan to do. Do we say that the water of the toilet bowl is Mekabel Tumah or not Mekabel Tumah? It's going to be the critical question we have to analyze, right? That's what I always thought. However, he quotes a Prideya. A Prideya none of you have, I don't think, unless you have my version of the Torah. I have in the back in my Yalkut. The Prideya has a Chumrah. Excuse me, it's not the Yalkut, it's the Kovitz. Two different things. It's the Yalkut Mefarshim and it's the Kovitz Mefarshim. This edition has the Machta Shekel and the Prideya and the Mebina. Okay, fine. So here, Kuv Tzadi Aleph, it's called the Sifsei Levi. That's his commentary on the Shach. He writes as follows. Listen carefully. It's Cotton Gimel. You have it?
It's online.
Online, good. You can get it if you don't have it in front. You can get it online. Look what he writes. V'roi sheteda, sheni mistabe b'din zeh delerach, we just saw, t'nei mishim kesen, im haynu davka b'mashten es esoch ha-sefel, shu kliya mekabel tumah, Nim Saddam Evshish Enim Tamea Afachad of the Reza. The came in the Bedavish and the Kabbal Tumba Logos of Zask Summit. Yeah, that's what I thought of a double portion. The Rach the Tabimishim Kesem. Whenever you have a cooler which knocks out Kesem, it's Mutter, Pshita. No. Odil Ma'atka, Lo Amin, and Chilo Gos of Zask Summit, the Enim Kabbal Tumba, Rakecha did Matzal, Haluko al Gufa. Now feel of Vadimi Gufa, see, Ain Bo Lassa Doraisa. Tolo Agisha. Mash Enkin, Beboy, Meraglayim. Nay, the lecker bay rak tumas kesem. Dimidorais, the Hashina Shabami Gufa. You come ago. Achshav, the Rabbon and Choshashu, Shema Migufa Osi. Asura Menatora, E. Osi Migufa. The Yeshloma Argoshev, the Sova Agoshne Raglaimu, Shuba Sura, I feel with Dovashin Makabal Tuma. He has this Chakira. Mishum Kesem, in the words of the Rach, does that mean that therefore it's Mutter? Or therefore it's usher, and there's no coolers of Enem HaKabal Tumah. I am Ashikos of Marein of Shlema Shnei Zalman, the Simakuf Tzadi, Sivkot Ayin, the Timtza, I brought it with me, the Alter Rebbe. Smach Lahachemir Bazeh. Oh no. A Smach Lahachemir Bazeh? Yeah, there is a Smach, I can see. Let's take a look and see if we can find it. The Alter Rebbe. Komakom to my H and a Bodok. Ain low din kesem the gamre. Don't attire Bidovash and Makabal Tumma. Kidding some of the Shah Makabal Tumma. And in Moshe Bechayotzi was that Tadina the Hokel, but call my Tadina the Kesem. Abel Shane Dovah in this bow. He tmebbed the Rabbana Mishim Shemma Migufa who? Ike Yisura Doraisa. Im he Migufa, the Mistama Agasha, Kasua Gosha's Edu. And the other Gosha was that. Abadovash and Makabal Tumma. He's talking about aid, what? Aid she'en o bodok. So what does it do with anything? Because the Gemara that Yudalim and Beis, that same Gemara, makes a comparison between aid she'en o bodok and osa s'racheya. The first in the Gemara. Look at the one that Yudalim and Beis. Boy, a bodok, aid she'en o bodok, da-da-da-da, osa s'racheya, back to back. So therefore, the pre-day I want to suggest, just like the Alter Rebbe said, "The H and the Bug is no cool in Makabal Tumah." So too, by Osa Tzrachea, there should be no such cooler. However, he quotes that the Mishmeres Tara that the Sidre Tara is Mekil Rabosai Mekil. Take a look, if you will, in Kuv Tzadi again, the end of that long one, Sivkot and Tzadi Gimel. You always have trouble finding things there. Simen Kuv Tzadi in Sidre Tara, end of Sivkot and Sadi Gimel, the Ramaschil, the Ein. Towards the very end. Sivretara, Simon Kuf Sadi, Sivkot and Sadi Gimel, Paragraph the Ein. So I'll define Sadi Gimel in the first place. Here we go, the aim. It's a few paragraphs before the end. One, two, three, four. Fifth and last paragraph. He says, I don't ask, Dovah Shane Makabal Tumal Goz of Mishim Ksamim, Dim Kane, Amai Benim Sal Meraglayim Tumeo, Zeno, the Meraglayim Mikwi Mashke, Umakabel Tuma. Quotes Raman Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. You see, klar that the Sidre Tara holds if it would not be Makabel Tuma, there'd be no problem. There'd be no problem. And he quotes something quite remarkable. I'm trying to get all my Sfarim together here. Quotes over here in this Sefer. Sidre Tara. You see, klar, not Makabel Tuma, it's okay. Because of Yeshua's Yaakov, Reish Simon Kuv Tzadi Aleph. V'don Shem Baro Agam Yemayim, that is Sofek Tumma Tzofa Utahora. You want to know anything about Bucky Bishas here? No Bucky and Bishas. Nozir,
yeah.
What? Nozir, very good. Yeah. Wow, you have Bucky and Bishas
here. Tumma's Mace.
Oh, very good. Very good. So I'll read you a little bit from the Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's Yaakov Kuf Tzadiyah.
Something
known as also Lora. Baruch Hashem. Kuf Tzadiyah. Paragraph number 3. Quotes of Tshuva. Uvachidushe Amarti. Quotes over here as follows. Says, every kesem he thinks is a suffix. Right? The definition of a kesem is suffix migufa, suffix mi alma. So he writes, Kaim alam mesechas nazir, suffix tumat sofa pne amayim, sfeik otor, ayin bishas nazir dav samach dalet. I looked it up. It's there. I'm not so bucky in tumat sofa, but I found it. Samach Dalam and Aleph. On this basis, the Mishmeret HaTaras Mekil, if you find something in the toilet bowl, because every kesem is a suffix, and it's a suffix with Tumat Tzofa, and if for that reason alone, it's not a Kabbalah Tumah. What about the water itself? So here, Rabbi Osai, I wanted to show you, if I can, I'm not sure if we're up yet on the email. Is it up? Is it
yeah, see the
press
yellow.
E?
It's yellow. No, it's yellow.
This?
Yeah.
This works. It'll be amazing.
They're all over there.
So press? Yeah,
click one. I don't know which one it is.
Oh, start from the first.
Yeah. Ooh.
Can't open this picture at another program. Come on, Arno. No, you can still do it?
Yeah.
We have high-tech people.
Maybe it's so much of the blood's floating in the water.
That's cool. Yeah, you're right. Good. Let's assume it's floating.
Can I put it on your desktop, Moshe?
Yes.
This is really high tech.
This one?
Uh-oh, we're all backwards.
Or sideways, but you just turn it. It's the first page.
Oh, good.
First page?
Yeah, good. If I make it bigger.
On the bottom left.
Bottom left?
Magnifying glass.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a shaila. Dacha rach, af Rabbi Yossi svida bein kach, the typo. Ubegach the horror. Ofen shra meh metame svida Rabbi Yossi kamke shu tmeh ala mishu din kesem. We saw that the rach. We saw it just before in Tosis Daf Yudal Beis. Isha shi yosha beham sa seva de tmeh de azu shach kesem. Fine. Good, so it's kesem. So the question will be, Hayom, Shabbos Nesha Shalom Yeshlam Din Yosheves Bemsa Seva. Yosheves Ein Ve'ein Tmei Rak Lishem Kesem. Okay, great. Page a little quickly. How do you get the next page?
The arrow.
Which arrow? Just tell me which one. This?
Keyboard even.
Oh. Okay, and then go this way? This one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a little bit too much. Oh. Ubapashis mashma the chor the choldin taros kesem olav. Okay, fine. Pogas b'gashir and mekabotuma. We see the predea. I read this to you a minute ago. I just read you the whole thing. Akan l'shona. He is daiti adava tamua. He also the robot poskim taro the garmi. Oh, that was in our case of meraglayim. Most poskim say it's against the rach. the Rosh, the Tur, the Apostle, Rak the Rak Tamishim Kesem. Eich Yitochen Loma, the old Chomer Mistam Kesem, Atno. He said the Sro, Agosh Sro, the Meraglayim. Now you name it the Chashin of the Hall, Aliba the Rabbi Yosiim came, Herzog Lius Tamim and Daraisa. I mean, and he's not saying it's Daraisa, it's only a Kesem. Akor Herzog Loma, Aliba Rabbi Yosiim, Lo Chashin of the Hall, the Meraglayim, the Lamokor. Okay, so we're just gentlemen, a few easy steps we can do. So what do you worry? This is not relevant to our discussion. Ain't a kamal tumator uposhes it because ain't afkamina and nitzadam biyad toch hashir veses natos meraglayim. A lot of typos. This was printed in a hurry. Oh, nimtza achash shas shir ves rav yosi the metal libra bam b'chol ofen. According to the Rosh, v'hatur not proponu yosher ves halo amin and shudam makom the rach to kesem. Therefore, the ma'aser doesn't matter. Right? Samach muflag who pushes? Okay, so 3 pages in. Okay, slow roll this way. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see if we can get a little bit. Can't make it too much bigger, but a little bit. Can you read it? With Dvar Mabes, Akise Yesh Ledin Dover Mekem Mekabal Tuma, Fima Shekosa Vara Noda Behuda, Dover Shet Hashmishu Makarka, oh, I want to talk about. Sha'acha Shen Ischaber Lekarka, Iko Tashmishu, Him Siyu HaMechuba Lekarka, the filu koden, make a little bigger now, a little bigger. The filu koden chiburo came and saw the chaver b'karka in a mekabel tuma. I'm not going to that right now. You give you kalim perikud aleph mishnah base. So therefore, neither the dan mechuba l'karka in a mekabel tuma. Kama mayin she besochet tahorin, mayin mechubarin she nidonik l'karka in the kabbalas tuma. But he has an Avnei Nezer. A long, long Avnei Nezer. What's the Avnei Nezer? Look what he says. This Avnei Nezer is going to come out against the Avnei Nezer. Simon Reish Ayan Aleph. Look what he said. I'm trying to make it a little bit bigger. Avnei Nezer called the Chabal Vanach. Quote. He natsina mishame shnei inyonim. Ha'echad l'shima shabayis. She is kalka b'mek shamim. Motzinora shalom gabi agagin. The pipe is a, you own a house. You have a gutter. The gutter gets stuffed, it can ruin the roof, right? You have to. It's a sugi we have in Ksubas, right? In Chol Shabbos, you like kick it with Kalachayat, because we have Malcolm Hefsel, the goes to Rabbanan. Oh, bad news, it gets caught with leaves. The whole roof can come down, Chas V'Shalom. Vabeis, she kochla mayim laboros, promotes the Norah Shabbat to Israel. Pipes, that the water should go into the, fill up the boros. Shit Mikubas Ksubas, that's going to have Samach. Shnei Yonim Pseida Mistima Satzino Kikol Abayas Miyasamayim. Oh, broch. Hodet Sino Shechok Olusov Kvo Bekabel Tuma Shechok Akvo Mishmokom Bekabel Tzroros Tilo Kain Enem Bekabel Klal Enem Bekabel Tuma. Yeah, because of a Rajbo the Kabolas at Tzroros who shall always argue at Tzroros B'mayim Vietzia Mayim Nikim who was come clean without pebbles Akorot Sino also the Tzorach HaMayim Avotzina de Perigraf the Kalim the Mefurish Mishnah Chenaso the Karka means Litzorech Shekalka Beso. Okay, and Havdu Rabbe Neim the Tzina Ha Asri Litzorech. Well, I lost it. The Tzina Ha Asri Litzorech Hamayim. Ain't no Litzorech. I'm trying to make it big without. It's not going to make it bigger without losing.
Put the
here?
Like a drag.
Ah, you didn't tell me that trick. It's the Neil's finger. It's a very hush of a finger. Ooh, not that. Let's go. We're out. The Tzina also the Tzorach HaMayim Eino the Tzorach HaKarka. The Eino Bottle the Karka. He wants to say that our pipes, which are for the purpose of moving the water, not bottle the Karka, אַפֿן צו צלאָב שמע שמע שאַך קאַנט צו צורח בייס קיימע שיש אל צורח ביאַס מול וואַד הבייס אין אַ בוטל הבייס ביש דעם מאסל דעם מאצי אוכלן בקלי בשבת דער פּאָטער אַ קלי נישע קלי צוויל דאָ Wait, talk the kli. Have I called the kli? After talk the kli, the talk of source of Oakland. Came which is talk the kli at so gam came. And then I should tuffel. So to over here. After I should talk beso. Came which is talk that sinner at so gam came. Love you, Mayim. And a bottle of gabayas in the cabal tumo. I'll turn it off the kalim. The nasu rock the kaka canal. I'll cover him a cabal tumo. I'll call the show. All the feeds were of them. So this is simply a basic case of shalonu. Shinanasi Rakabura Kaka, Elishimakubula Kaka, Dean Klish, Makabal Tuma Olov. Whoa, we're in bad shape now. Bad shape called it Abdin Ezin. Ulachod Rav Machrochim, Fumai Shadokha Sham, Dibi Nada Behuda, Shikosam Sham, Chokos of Kvo, Postal Mikva. To the Chokam and ask the Kova in Makabal Tuma, we come and go Postal Mikva, Kokregalolan. Says the Abin Ezra, that's wrong. Klegal Olim for the Kabbal Tumma for the Minachim. See, that's a custom of the Kabbal Tumma. Rabbi Shad Varam Choshev Kli. Al-Vasol Master Chabro. Into Salam Adena of the Kabbal Tumma. Okay, but Tamad Tumma Tumma Milso Shadina Kimachubba for Lom Yisrael Mikva. This all for Dabin Ezer? I'm trying to figure this out. Well, who's speaking over here? He says, without Luli the Rosh, we have a Rosh yet? Do we have a Rosh yet today? This? When I look, did we quote the Rosh yet?
First page
you
said
about
Rosh, the
title. Oh, yeah. Maybe that Rosh. Two Rosh. Lechalik means that was a different Rosh. That was a rush, but this took in the test. Something is missing over here. Hoyneil lechalik ben tzina de brisa shechokol ben tzina hamishnu lekelim anal the brisa de tzina de chokokol mayer v'stam tzina v'shasuyin nohvel mayim ulif amem mecharbenosam lekaka. It's a pipe which can be used when it's attached to the ground or when it's not attached to the ground. V'yeshen mecharben shen ruin l'shamish b'lichi burin lekaka. Rakat echivu not the roads of the bottom and dintaros kli al zem bechalkin ben kovalim so chokol chokos of kol al perik alf the kalim mari betzino she also the chashin of bais go the whole team as shvichos chol abatim yeshem tzorach letzino kaze also the shamash im akaka tomid kamo she choshi v'sham b'mishna o dvarim she in tzorach abais delis nagar with a nickel the shamash im akaka. So therefore if it's always going to be attached to the ground it's not going to be a problem. Achmi Divrei Rosh Zal Mavur. The Yolaf Mishnah the Kalim Afla Silonos Avshem Betzuyin Mehen Harbe She'ena Asuyin the Ofan the Mechuba. I feel the Achim became and Shenasa Mischila Das Kol Mekaka Betel Nagav Kaka in a Mekabel Tuma. By that feeling, maybe drama, she ain't a whole Mechama Filachi, Mechama Shadet Chibur, but like a Kaka. Okay. Then he found a different Shubas Arosh. Yeah, you know what? Open up the Gemara. The Rosh in Perek in Mikvos, we have in the back. I like the things in print. It's Hilchos Mikvos, Simon Yud Beis. Take a look together. Rosh and Hilchos Mikvos, everyone has in the back, Simon Yud Beis. It's in Perek Asiri, there's a Hilchos Mikvos. Shaluni, al mikveh shalichu l'tocho mayim b'silono shamini matches im ukashe. The pshute kli matches b'tameim. The tava yosn leido ayde tuma. It's no good. V'omarti by the small mem test. Everyone see inside? Im asilonos b'nuyos b'chuboros l'kaka d'ein toras kli aleim ein mekabim tuma. Because you out of the kalim. Kol kli matches sheishem shem b'fnei atzma tomei chutz min adalas v'anagam minim v'pusech shetachas atzir v'atzir v'akor v'atzino shenasa l'kaka. And honey, silonos came and shenasali as mukmenochim sham, tomim sham shmish tajmir on a kaka, the aim of kabbalim tumo. It's not considered to be habayoso, I did dover a kabbal tumo. Below me boy, I'll clean matches, shosanasal shamish as a kaka, shootor, fish a butt like a kaka, a feel of the shamish, etc., etc. Might still be a room to be made. That's because of the rush over here. And he calls in the tshuva, in Os Mem Test, in the Tirei Chamunis, he calls the tshuva, mentioned his chava b'binyin im kaka, or shetmunim b'kula b'tocha kaka, nispatna makako tahora. And the Beis Yosef calls a Rashba and a Ramban, seems to say the same thing. Oh, let's go right there. Oh boy. V.M. Kane. Making progress here, Mr. Chuva. Safle based akise. Shalonu. Gamken the hot damya. Shakola batin yeshim sorok the safle shall based akise elu. All those who machiluk of the dindidan. Can assume the shamash and makaka tome, as the rush said, Silonos. Can kesim an imsibo. Nilakitin kesim sakdamak and makabotum. Oh! Nimsa dam achatos miraglayim b'safli b'esakise shalonu ishi yoshevas av shesad nidol kibdin yoshevas emsa Torah hi. Oh, shavrisi, now is a problem. After the name of the safli b'esakise shalonu is my name. Nidol kibdin dover shen makabal tumo hova sun mitchil shama shem akaka mikom akom hamayim shem besocha after munochem b'kaka konta the Rambam, it's a problem. Rambam says Mayim should be karkos, go may boros, shikh and amoros, make a boyim, shayna by my boyim saw, ain't mistamil the rotsum, ain't mistamil the rotsum, hare, taf mayim shimunokim bekaka, name the rotsum, the kabotumma, Rashi psochim, use them in base, rabbonan a kopon kabotumma, even with the reverse there, can a mayim should be so base a kise, a dime a kabotumma, mikri, became a chesh, ofen shiro the kabolas tumma, means be rotsum, we mayle a kabo ganga tumma ksumim, so now Rabbi also, after all this, we're toast. Gevalt. Oh, I went the wrong one. What I meant to do is...
Same page.
This, right? Okay, I'm sorry for my forgetting this all the time. Okay. Not everyone holds with the Rambam. The Rosh and the Bartanura, Resh Mikvos, Mayim Begeva, first Mishnah, Mavua made the Rand, the Mayim Chubra, Lama Kabbalah Tuma, and the Ravidar in the Ramba. It's a machlok, it's a suffix. Now watch this over here. The after Yesh Loma, the Zeldaka, Shalohi, Tlush, and Meolam, the world is always Machubah. Avalim Hoyu, Pam Tlush, and Suma Kabbalah Tuma, as it says in the Rosh, Sof Per Ches, the Taras. This is a quotation. Let's really get a little bigger. Inami, Resh Mikvos, Mayim Chubron, Lamakabli Tum, Hainu Mayim, gave him, Rishaniku Meyatsvan, Avala Shofech Mayim, the Sof Guma, Barkebuli Tumaninu. Of course, Psochem, we just saw this, the Sukkim Psochem, Yuzayim Abates, Akal Lashonim. Kan, Shaboya de Silonos, Hanas Namnas the Shamash of Akaka, Meolam Lahoyu Tlushin. It's never called Tlushin, it was Mechuborin. Afim name of the Eshchelik man, Shari Tlushim, the Mekodem, the Mewatim, the Bottle. Okay, that's what he says. I have to make it a little faster because we're running out of time quickly. And some say, "Av sheshem mechuba lo vinyan kabbalas tumah." Mikol ha ma'ay masu shuv mepolz in the mikvah. Shem shuvim. This is Rabban Kot Lashita, among others. He said that the water may be our faucets are not a kli. It's considered to be mechuber, but still with pasul shuv. You can't use tap water to a mikvah. Against Rabbi Miller, who wanted to build a mikvah in everyone's house behind the Victrola, the secret of the Jewish woman. He printed many books about it 100 years ago. So Rabban Kot came out against it, and he quotes from other poskim as well. The chilbin in Kabbalah's tumah didn't shuvim. Not a Yehuda, chasam sefer. Yeah. Mikomakom, kol sheyesh al akli din karka in Kabbalah's tumah, and in Kabbalah's tumah, v'meila kema shuvim mechuba the karka nidon kikarka. Suein amayim anirmshach betorach otoras tlushin v'londit l'shamayol medavim mechuba the karka. Al anim psul shuvim. Then it's not about the chilbin the karka. It has to be that way. Why? V'mah sheinim mekabal tumah, einim abnei shehu min sheinim mekabal tumah. And the mahus achibu the karka nechshav kekarka. The Torah shuvim is different. Still called shuvim. Fine. But still Torah is mechuba lof. So the mayim is not tolush. Never is nitlash. So even according to the Russian Taurus, it's still okay. Fine. Bottom line is he's saying based upon this that the water is not mekabel tumah. Umagam, many poskim hold them nasa mitchil the shamash of the kaka, bottle the garment didn't kli, after didn't shuv him. Whoa, we're not going to pass it away. Another svar. In any event, what about the Rambam? Rambam's makabel tuma, but the Rambam holds. It's a shtick. The Rambam doesn't deny the Rach. So according to the Rach, it's but because of the sharish on him. Who deny the Rambam? According to the Rambam's book, he denies the Rach. That's just counting up poskim. The Chosh of Divya Rach, but the Shah poskim is considered Mechubarim, and therefore it's not Mechabal Tumah. Then he found the Beis Yitzchok. That's what I brought with you. We think Beis Yitzchok is the name of Kovitz. No, this is of Yitzchok Shmelkish. Beis Yitzchok. And he quotes this. The Dina Bekestim, Shanimitsa, Pochas, Merevius, Bekaka, Tomei, Kevish, the Rambam. Well, the suga the psachim mekabel tumah min haTorah, the mashkim mistanim bekolshu. I'm a revius mekaka. Im noda bebirish a mashkim lo nishavu lo nitlashu yeshivra arayvid biksamim. I Rashi psachim holds it's a mekabel tumah derabbana. And the Rambam is Mekabel Tumah B'Ratzon. So there are two Svaros Lahachmir. Right? Some say Mekabel Tumah B'Rabbanan, and some say Mekabel Tumah B'Ratzon. Ho of Adas HaShol Nadab Yehuda, the boy Dafka Dobah Mekabel Tumah Min HaTorah, even though the Benoah Yehuda doesn't like that, B'Chaygav Yesh Yisvichad Arayvin. So you have two Svaros Lekula too. Number one, it's only B'Rabbanan, doesn't count. And number two, the Arayvin is not Mekabel Tumah at all, B'Pshuto. Then it's face of the chumra. But otherwise, we can be making. Lani is daiti, gamulo omarak bekesem gomur. A real, real kesem. Not to my old tzrachera. Stop a kesem. Aba bekesem dinididan. Daliba the rova poskim eba mishim kesem. Against Rabbi Nachmanu. The bi poskim achronim nira shachoshen zerak mishim chumra bialma. As the shach writes, shkemash das a poskim. Avsha Shach maybe smuch on the dvar mikomakom acha kol dvar lo lo poskim rishonim and adam came ubasraya zina meikar the dina vichon yadaiti es tatar kemoshik asavnu came the hakol akol mokom atzorach. So Becheska wrote this long, long thing. Well, it's beautiful. The bottom line is he's mekel. So halacha lemaisa, for this reason, it seems to me we have a right to be mekel on some of which are found in the toilet bowl, on the grounds that the water in the bowl is not makabel tumah, and the only reason why machmer beis akisa is not the first two chumas, which we avoid because she's sitting and not standing, and it's found in the seifel, not on the seifel. Those two, we said we dodge those two bowls. Only have the Rabbeinu Chananel. True, Rabbeinu Chananel says the tumah mishum kesa, but we hold against the predaya, Pridea says he only means Mishum Kesed, that's the Rabbana, but there's no Kul Enema Kabel Tuma, and he compares it to the Alter Rebbe's vort that H and a Bodek, and the two are compared to Yudalim and Beis. We don't pass that the Pridea. We saw before the Pridea is very difficult. We saw that the many posts think the Pridea is should not be accepted. So the Pridea is not accepted. So we have Kulot Sum. Then what about the toilet? So the toilet itself is not as a pipe. So we said that the pipe itself is not Slashamash and Makaka, not Makabo Tuma. We took care of that one. What about the water? So the water is complicated. Complicated, we just saw on many different levels whether that water is Makabo Tuma or not Makabo Tuma. On a simple level, we should say it's Mayim Mechuborim and not Makabo Tuma. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Makabo Tuma L'Rotzen. I mean, what's the Rotzen mean? If you mindfully would pick up the water or have something in mind about the water, it could have concealed the Makabo Tuma in that state. First of all, the Raiva disagrees. Here's a whole pilpul I can't talk into now. Whether the whole Rambam and Raiva is the level of the Rabbanan or level of the Raisa. Beautiful pilpul in Beis Yitzchak, which if you want it your own, you can spend time on it. I can't go into it right now. Some say he or the Avnei say that maybe the Gemara Pesachim, the Yudzayim and Beis, which seems to be against both the Rambam and the Raiva, that's his kasha, the Avnei kasha. They want to say that it's a case of Shuvim. It's thought of as being Shuvim. Maybe. In any event, the bottom line of all this is that we have a right to be Mekel like the Raiva against the Rambam. Even according to the Rambam, according to the Shon of the Behuda, on the Kamotum with the Rabbonon. So it's a kind of a Svek Lahakil, as we say over here. And the whole din of the Rach in the first place is only a Chumrah. Because most Rishonim say it's not even Talmid Mishum Kesim, it's Het Degamah. Putting all these things together, it seems to me of a right to be made on the Shadah, suffix of Lahakil. And therefore we pass in Tar, and we finish with Tahara, as all the Poskim like to do, and we finish with Tahara. Let's go over the schedule briefly. Mishum, tomorrow we're talking about Pesach. You mean the Chazon of Avadah, that we left over in the middle. Next week, the schedule tentatively is as follows. Chazara, hopefully Sunday, Monday, maybe Tuesday, we'll see how long it takes us to Chaza. Bechina, no late, Wednesday. I think that's what everyone wants, the Bechina should be on Wednesday. And on Thursday, I was asked to once again repeat, to learn with Rabbi Rapp's Talmida. They want to go back to the same thing they had, if you recall the day of the Siyam HaShas, Rav Shechta. So we were supposed to do with Rabbi Rapp's Talmida. No matter how we actually did, I don't know. But officially it happened then, so it's officially happened again next Thursday, the last day of Shia. Supposed to go to Mara Mekomis for some Pesach Dikah topic. If you want one topic, you let me know. We will be discussing, we had already 2 weeks, I think, we spoke about Pesach a long time ago, Parshas Bo or something like that. And then we spoke about it again last week and again this week. There's another topic which we will not have discussed as of tomorrow, and you want to talk about it, let me know, and I'll try to give out Mara Mekomis for that Thursday. Okay? Rabbo Sam? And we come back the Thursday after Pesach, we start Har Chokos. What? Yisrochai, we're off. It's travel day. Yisro hope to be here. We'll talk about Har Chokos. And after Har Chokos, we want to talk about Minia Seroyon, Sugar Moch, and Av Gimel. And then we're going to have a Bechina. The Bechina will be the last day of regular, when everyone else takes a Bechina in this yeshiva. That'll be our Bechina. I think it's the Thursday right before Lag BaOmer. And the Monday after Lag BaOmer, we're going to start the Tachmin Wan Ichos Avelis. That'll be a new Limud Gansin starting day after Lag BaOmer. Okay? They got the schedule. That's going to June 27th. That's the last day after which Kemar Shah starts.